This is Hacker Public Radio episode 3132 for Tuesday, the 4th of August 2020. Today's show is entitled Keeping Track of Where I Am, Monsieur. It is hosted by Mr. X and is about 23 minutes long and carries an explicit flag. The summary is how I keep track of where I am.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Hello and welcome, Hacker Public Radio audience. My name is Mr. X, and welcome to this podcast. As usual, I'd like to start by thanking the people at HPR for making this service available to us all. It's truly an invaluable service in this era of tubes. HPR is a community-led podcast provided by the community for the community. That means you can contribute too. Why not pick up a microphone, maybe your mobile phone, your PC, anything you can record with, and send in a show. And they've gone to a great deal of effort to streamline the process. It's really quite easy. If I can do it, so can you. Why not give it a go? I'm sure you must have something we'd all find interesting to hear. So, this episode is how I keep track of where I am. So, how do I do that? Well, first of all, I get my Android tablet and I open it up and I go to Google Maps. No, not that kind of thing. What I really mean is where I am in my podcast listening. You know, how do I keep track of where I am within the podcast list that I'm listening to? I've got a queue of episodes that I'm listening to, and I want to know, well, where the heck am I when I last left off, sort of thing, you know. When I was actually thinking about this, and I had a wee look back, and I mean, I almost never produced this podcast because I discovered really that I'd covered a lot of this in a previous episode, you know, Scribing How I Listen to Podcast Part 2, HPR 2889. I'm quite conscious that I've got a tendency to repeat myself in real life. I think this is because I have such a rubbish memory. But anyway, despite this, I decided to continue with the episode. But I'll maybe go into how I went about doing it in a bit more detail. It's kind of evolved over time, sort of thing. And I don't use it a heck of a lot, but it's something I've kind of developed anyway, and I have found it useful from time to time. So, as I previously mentioned, I use cordless headphones to listen to my podcasts and audiobooks, whatever. And the headphones come with a bass transmitter, which was originally plugged into my old Compaq home server. So the server was generally turned on when I came home from work and turned off before going to bed each night. Each night I had to remember which track I was listening to, and where about in the track I was. I often forgot and had to try and find the place again. This quickly became quite tiresome. My first solution was to use some bash kung fu jiggery pokery to create a list of files which I placed in each podcast folder. And then that way I could sort of open up and look to see, all right, that's where I'm on this particular show, you know. In the process of doing this, I learned a wee bit about bash commands and whatnot. So I had a look at some of these lists, because they still exist in the folders today. And, you know, I use something like... pardon me, that's my four-legged companion who's sitting loyally by my side, or not so loyally. So the command I would use would be something like ID3V2 dash L, so that lists the ID3 tag information. Start at MP3, pipe that to grep, look for the string TIT2, title 2, pipe that to cut, cut between column 44 and the end, and then sort of redirect that to the README file, to readme.txt file, which identifies each podcast folder. Actually use the double arrow to append it to the readme.txt file. And then, of course, as things got on, I used grep or egrep with regular expressions, yeah, to try and filter out what I was wanting to send to the readme.txt. You wanting out? You better not cry if I let you out. Right, there you go. Bye bye. I bet he will. Oh, right, there was a. So, for example, I've got an example of the sort of file that it creates. So, the first line in that says HPR0006. God, that's going back a long way. .mp3. God, did I go back that far? And then a dash, and then DOSman. And then after that, I've got the word complete. So I'll obviously listen to that one. Next one is HPR0010. That's 10. I don't know what happened to 7, 8, and 9. Linux boot process, part 1. That was complete as well. I think if it wasn't complete, I would sort of say, you know, 5 minutes, 23 seconds or whatever. So the downside of this was that at the end of each night, I had to remember to update my file lists, recording where I had listened to and what position I was in within the track. From time to time, I had to update this list by pending the latest episodes sitting on my server using the previous ID3V2 command. Oh, I just mentioned that, yeah. As you can imagine, this took up a fair amount of time and became very tiresome. I would sometimes forget to do it. This would cause me a headache next time I started listening to my podcasts. My next solution involved creating a bash script that attempted to persuade my music player, Mock, to find the track I was previously listening to. The script sometimes worked, but it was a bit flaky and didn't always work. Yeah, I had recorded the track it was listening to previously, and then step through each track at a time until the current track was matching the track that I'd recorded previously. But it was very, very clunky and often didn't work. So that was awfully great. So my final solution is in multiple parts, and it's a kind of kludge that works for me. I don't know whether anyone will find this useful or does something similar, I don't know. So the first part consists of a bash script and a log file. It was a handy way of checking the last podcast episode and last position. This information is recorded to the log file when the front end of Mock is exited by hitting the Q command. Of course, this doesn't work if Mock P closes for any other reason, i.e. if I forgot to hit Q or my Pi crashed, which it never does, by the way. But anyway, that's by the by. So the script, I've got a scripts folder in my home directory. And the script's called podcasts. So it was a quick lash up script created in 2012, no less. Created to keep track of last position of the listened podcast. So So from the I've got comments within the script, and I've taken that from the script, and it says, script displays the last four lines of log file podcast.txt. The four lines consist of a dashed line separator, the last recorded track title, the last recorded file name, and the last recorded position. The script then pauses and displays a message saying, press any key to continue. Then it runs mock P. So it does all that and then runs mock P. And when the front end of, once I've finished playing mock P and listening to all my shows and whatnot, whatever I'm going to do that day, when I hit Q to exit mock P, the script gets the current track file name. If the result is empty, i.e. no file name, then it exits with an error saying mock was not playing anything. If not empty, it appends a dashed line separator to the log file, the current track title, the current file name, the current track position, all to the log file. It then displays the last four lines of the log file and exits the script. So in essence, I get a reminder of the track and position I'm listening to every time I start and stop the front end of mock. The log file is located at, just for instance sake, homepy scripts podcast.txt or txt. Just for general interest, podcast.txt as of the 4th of October 2019 is 168 kilobytes in size and currently has 4,904 lines. As each entry has four lines, this means it currently contains 1,226 entries. Fascinating, I'm sure. The second script, how are we doing for time? 11 minutes. All right. The second script I use runs as a cron job every night at 11:01 p.m. I wonder why. 11:01 p.m. The script keeps track of all the files copied to the MP3 directory of my Raspberry Pi. This is where I put my podcasts that I want to listen to. I can then grab the log file to see the latest version of a particular show that's been copied to my MP3 directory, as from time to time I delete the episodes I have listened to before copying new ones in. So this script is stored in scripts, in my home directory, scripts, update podcast episode log. And the comments from the script I wrote at the time, created to keep track of the latest podcast episode I've listened to. It does this by logging the contents of the MP3 directory on the Raspberry Pi. The script checks the log file exists, then checks the podcast MP3 directory exists. It then uses the find command to list the files in the MP3 directory and send the listing to a log file. A date stamp is added at the beginning of the listing. So that was version 1, was created on the 11th of July 2015. By the way, I will include all these scripts with the show, just in case you're interested. The log file is created at homepy file logs podcast episodes.log. As of the 4th of October 2019, the log file is an impressive 698 kilobytes. It contains a whopping 28,158 lines. The first entry was dated the 15th of July 2013. So of course, you know, I can go, it's probably a very wasteful way of doing things, because, you know, from day to day, that folder will not change. So it's basically writing the same information day after day, appending it to a text file, a log file. But still, at least that way I can still find out what the last episode of a particular show that I'm listening to was. So I can say, all right, what was the last HPR episode I had? Because or it could be a more obscure show that I don't listen to very often. I deleted all the files by mistake for that show. And I thought, well, what was the last one I listened to? I don't know where the heck I am with that show. I can grep it and say, oh yeah, it was episode 23 or something. So that's the general idea of that particular script. And, well, you know, it's, what did I say, what size did I say it was? 688 kilobytes. Dave will be saying, oh, that's not efficient. Oh, you know, you could make that so much more. Yeah, there's loads and loads of duplicates and stuff in the file. And I should maybe do log rotation and all that sort of stuff. But what's 688 kilobytes these days? You know, we're all so wasteful nowadays. So that's my excuse anyway. it works, and I just, God knows what size it'll end up eventually. But that was since 2013, remember. So the third script, what it does, this script also runs as a cron job every night at 11 o'clock. And it's in HomePy scripts update podcast position log. And below are the comments taken directly from the script. Created to log current position of current podcast. The script checks the log file exists, then checks that MockP is installed on the system, then writes a timestamp and track position information to a log file using mock with the dash Q flag to get the current track position, track title and file name. Version 1 was created in July 2015. Yeah, you can use a Q command and that way you can tell mock will spit out information depending on how you, what you actually, I can't remember exactly how you use it. Is it a percent? And then you can look up the man page and mock to see how you use the Q dash capital Q command. The log file is located at HomePy files logs podcast position .log. Size is 140 kilobytes as of October 2019. It currently has 1,495 lines. The first entry was dated the 15th of July 2013. So an example log output, I've got 15.09.06.23.01. So I know Dave likes it. I know Ken likes this. It's year, month, day, hour, minute. And then a pipe symbol, and then the track position, which gives you minute and second, so 1 minute, 12 seconds in for in this example. Then another pipe symbol to separate the fields. And this time the third entry is the ID3 track title. So in this case, it's Dave Morris, HPR 1811, Life and Times of a Geek, Part 2, Hacker Public Radio. And finally, the last field, separated by a pipe, is the vertical bar, I should say, is the file name, and that's hpr1811.mp3. So yes, so that means I can look at the at that log and see basically where I am, because every night at 11 o'clock it records that. So you know, if my Pi was to crash or something was to happen, by the end of that day, that tends to be, by that point, I won't have listened to any more. So it'll be pretty much bang up to date, or at the very most, only one day out. So it's quite easy to work out where I am, basically. So that's the idea of that script. The fourth script is identical to the previous script, but it uses, but it's used to update the current audiobook position to a log file. Like the previous script, it runs as a cron job every night. That's HomePy scripts update audiobook position log. And the final script, the fifth part, is HomePy script logs. It was created to easily view the podcast and audiobook logs. The script first checks that the log files exist, then displays the last three lines of my podcast and audiobooks logs, so I can quickly see the most recent episode positions that were stored by the cron jobs around 11 p.m. The logs are stored at HomePy files logs podcast positions.log and HomePy files logs audiobook position hackerpublicradio.org. Version 1 was created in July 2015. Version 2 was in August 2015. This added the option to search for a string in my episode position logs to easily find out what the latest episode I listened to of a particular book or podcast. The output is piped to less, as numerous lines can be returned. If more than one argument is given, then displays an error and a usage message. Version 3 of the script, another wee tweak in July 2017. So if a single argument is given, in other words, to search for a string, then it now jumps to the end of the list rather than the beginning. The default option for less is to jump to the beginning of the file. I've discovered that you can make it jump to the end of the file by using the plus capital G flag. So that's quite handy. If I'm not searching for a string, and if I'm not using any arguments with this script, then it just uses tail to display the last few lines, so I don't have to worry about that. But it's when you're using less, it defaults to the top of the file as opposed to the end. So hopefully that makes sense. So the script displays the contents of the following log piles: home pi files logs, podcast position.log, and home pi files logs, audiobook position.log. Phew. Does that all make sense? I don't know. I don't very often need to use this facility because my Pi, as I've said before, is pretty damn stable and really doesn't crash. But I've seen me going on holiday and sometimes shutting it down, or it has been, maybe I can count on one hand how many times I've actually needed to use this. But it is a handy way to get back to where I was, you know, not sort of look at a playlist on Mock and think, God, where the heck was I on were these 50 shows that are in a playlist? What episode was I on? And now that I've found the episode, where on earth was I within the episode? So it does greatly simplify things. I don't know how the rest of you keep track of these sort of things. Maybe you use your phone, or I bet most people these days use a phone to listen to the podcasts. I don't have a smartphone, and I don't fancy carrying a big tablet type thing in my back pocket or whatever anyway. I guess I could use my Sansa Clip or whatever. And I do that when I'm in the outside, obviously. But this is very convenient when in the house. I'd be interested to hear how other listeners do this sort of thing. So anyway, I think that's just about all I've got to say on the subject. I hope I haven't bored you all to tears, haven't spoken too quickly. But there we go. So thanks very much for listening, and only remains for me to say, if you want to contact me, I can be contacted at mrx@googlemail.com. That's mrxathpr, googlemail.com. So until next time, thank you and goodbye.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club, and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.